Now, first this week, in what embryologists everywhere are hailing as a scientific tour de force, Japanese researchers announced that they have successfully turned skin cells into egg cells, which are capable of being fertilised and giving rise to healthy young mice. Previously, this had been achieved only by implanting stem cells into the ovaries of living animals. This new breakthrough, on the other hand, was achieved completely external to the body using a cell culture system. Dusko Ilić is a stem cell biologist at King's College London. He wasn't involved in this piece of research, but I asked him to take me through what Katsuhiko Hayashi, who's the author of the new study, has done.
This is a Japanese group that works for a long time on this problem, and the problem is how you can make eggs in laboratory using stem cells.
Now, why is that an intractable or long-standing problem? Why can't we do that?
We don't know enough about it. To make eggs or sperm is one probably the most complicated puzzles.
And what have this group actually done that means that we are a further step down the road?
So several years ago, they published first report in which they used cells from mouse tail. They fiddled with them in some way, reverted them to embryonic state. And then they took those cells and put in mouse ovaries or mouse testes. And those that put in mouse ovaries, after a month, they become eggs. In this report, they didn't use live animals. They took just ovary, put in the dish, and put together with stem cells, and they got eggs.
So just by taking a stem cell, by putting that in the right sort of milieu, the right environment, an ovary or ovarian tissue, this is what triggers those stem cells to then turn into egg-like cells again.
Exactly, that is correct. So before they had to put in ovary, but now they figure out that how to keep the tissue in dish. And so in right environment, cells know what to do.
What is the nature of the signal then? Or why do you think that putting these stem cells into the environment of cells that you would find in an ovary, why is that sufficient to make these stem cells then turn into some kind of egg-like cell?
Because ovary is not made only from eggs. There are different cell types. And so they secrete different factors. They give signals and tell their neighbors to do. So it is like small, tight-knit environments, like village. So they know what to do and influence each other.
And this influence is in the correct direction to make these stem cells turn into eggs. But are the eggs that are produced this way viable? In other words, are they not just looking like eggs? Can they behave like eggs and be fertilized by a sperm cell?
In this report, they show that it's possible. They got from certain percentage of eggs, they got live pups.
Right. And were those pups themselves potentially fertile? Or have they not done that experiment yet to show that it's not just one generation you can make, you are actually making fertile offspring?
They didn't do this experiment yet, but pups looks fine, they look healthy, and they show that they can make from those eggs also embryonic stem cell lines. So everything seems to be okay and in place.
And why is this important? Why should we hail this as a breakthrough, if indeed we should?
I think we should. There is two different very important issues around. So first, this will help us to study and understand and find how to treat infertility cases in humans. Secondly, we may help to revive endangered animal species.
Because we could potentially take an adult cell from the animal we want to conserve, and even if it's male, you could presumably, with the right culturing, you could turn that into egg cells from a male.
Absolutely. So from male, it has to be male. Because male have X and Y chromosomes, I mean female and male chromosomes, so they can give eggs and sperm. From female, you can get only X, so there will be a problem.
Well, given this success story then, what are the outstanding questions that you as a specialist in this area would like to see answered before you're comfortable that A, this is working the way they say it's working, and B, that we could consider extrapolating this onto, say, a human?
I don't think that we should rush toward extrapolating to humans. So there is a lot of things to answer yet. First, if you're working with humans, how you can get human ovarian tissue? So we have to first go to the next step, which means culturing and understanding how to direct stem cells to make eggs or sperm without any other tissue in the culture present. And that will take probably years. Only after that we can see how it works, not only in mice, maybe in other animals. So it will take years before we can even consider about humans.
Impressive nonetheless, though, isn't it? That was Dusko Ilić commenting on that study, which was published this week in the journal Nature, and it was work by Kyushu University's Katsuhiko Hayashi.